Fastamai, good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker, playing the best in folk and roots music from the Isle of Man and around the world. We start tonight in Ireland with the great voice of Derry Farrell and A Pint of Plain. Well, if you insist, cheers.
When things go wrong but will not go right, though you do the best you can. When life seems dark as the hour and night, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. When money is tight and hard to get, and your horse is also ran, and all you have is a heap of debt, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. When your health is bad and your heart feels strange and your face is pale and wan, and the doctor says that you need a change, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. When food is scarce and the larder bare and no rashers grease your pan, and hunger grows cause your meals are rare, well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. Of trouble and lousy strife, though you still have a darling plan, you still can turn to a better life, for a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man. It's your only man, your only man. Well, a pint of plain is your only man.
That was from Derry's 2019 album, A Lifetime of Happiness. There's lots of great songs on that album. Now, something closer to home, the Isle of Man's only winner so far of the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Musicians Award, Mira Royal, of course, here playing Paul Kringle's lovely tune, Aldin River, along with Ray Deloso and Owen Williams.
Thank you.
great version of Paul's tune there. We should have Mira in the studio sometime. I must get in touch. And Raygeon Whistle too, another past member of my tutor group, which over the years has featured such great players as Isla Callister, but I make no claim for their success, of course. Next, a song that has been much requested by my friends, Mick Gallup being the most persistent of them. It's a long one, at over 7 minutes, but it's worth it. It's Andy Irvine and Paul Brady from their classic 1976 album, singing Arthur McBride.
Says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you've only the land of them, as I suppose, and you dare not change them one night, for you know if you do, you'll be flogged in the morning. And although that we are single and free, we take great delight in our own company, and we have no desire strange faces to see, although that your offers are charming. And we have no desire to take your advance, all hazards and dangers we barter on chance, for you would have no scruples for to send us to France, where we would get shot without warning. Oh, now, says the sergeant, I'll have no such chat, and I neither will take it from Spalpeen or Brat. For or if you insult me with one other word, I'll cut off your heads in the morning. And then Arthur and I, we soon drew our hearts, and we scarce gave them time for to draw their own blades, when a trusty shillelagh came over their heads and bade them take that as fair warning. And their own rusty rapiers that hung by their side, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take them out, devils, cried Arthur, my bride, and temper their edge in the morning. And the little wee drummer, we flattened his bow, and we made a football of his rowdy-dow-dow. Threw it in the tide for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. And we haven't no money, paid them off in cracks, and we paid no respect to the two bloody backs, while we lathered them there like a bear of wet sacks, and left them for dead in the morning. And so, to conclude and to finish disputes, we obligingly asked if they wanted recruits, for we were the lads who would give them hard clothes and bid them look sharp in the morning. Cousin Juan Arthur, my bride, as we went a walking down by the seaside. Now mark what followed and what did betide, for it being on Christmas morning.
Andy Irvine and Paul Brady there with Arthur McBride and the Sergeant. That's been a favourite among me and my friends for many years. Now, this weekend, or this week, there are sessions, of course, happening around the island, traditional music sessions, which you're welcome to come along to, bring an instrument, play along, or just come to listen. The Wednesday night one at O'Donnell's in Douglas is a regular, as is the Friday night in the Mitre in Ramsey. On the second Sunday of every month, it tends to be the Manor, so I'm assuming it's that, from 12:30 till 4 on the afternoon, Sunday afternoon. There's also, of course, the Ramsey Folk Club, which is in the Buffs Club on Thursday night. And this Friday night also, there is at the Centenary Centre a special appearance by the Whiskey Boys. A certain Mr. Tiley in the studio next door to me just at the moment wouldn't forgive me if I didn't mention that. So don't forget that one. So, Friday night at the Centenary Centre, the Whiskey Boys. Now, of course, we had lots of fantastic traditional music at the Traditional Music Weekend just a couple of weeks ago, and a great time was had by all. Many local musicians and singers were joined by lots and lots of musicians from England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, even the United States in a series of sessions that lasted from the Thursday night to the Monday morning. So a huge thanks to Mary, Susan and Chris for organising it all. One special event was a tunes workshop led by Eileen O'Brien from Limerick. Eileen also launched a CD of her father's recordings. Her father was Paddy O'Brien, and he was instrumental in establishing the BC style of button accordion playing as we know it today. Well, I assume as some of you know it today. And Paddy was also one of the most prolific composers of traditional music tunes throughout that whole period. So here then is an archive recording of Paddy playing his tune, The Limerick Reel. And that's followed by Eileen from her album, Ain Le Ain, or One to One, hope I got the pronunciation right, where she plays her father's tunes, in this case, The Hills of Tipperary and Larry's Favourite. The Eileen O'Brien there playing one of her father Paddy O'Brien's tunes, the Hills of Tipperary and Larry's favourite. The first session of the Trad Music Weekend was in Peel at the most excellent Black Dog Oven, where we ate wonderful pizzas and played and sang, not at the same time, you'd be pleased to hear. The Manx Language Community Choir, Un Choré, was there, and they sang a couple of pieces, one of which I managed to record. I didn't catch the name of the song, but if it's the words are anything to go by, I think it's something to do with Ewan. That was Un Choré, the Manx Language Community Choir. So next tonight, a song I knew I'd have to play as soon as I heard it a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned previously climbing Schiehallion, one of the Munros, the mountains of Scotland over 3,000 feet. And that's one of about 100 of them I've climbed so far. This song is by Hushman, who's also known as Ewan McPherson. And he's worked with indie folk trio Salthouse, with Acid Croft legend Shuley Nifty. And this is called She Climbs the Munros. And it's not just a celebration of the joys of ascending those Scottish peaks. It was written for his wife, Lauren McColl, for their small lockdown wedding in 2021. It features Lauren McColl on fiddle alongside vocals from Kim Carney and piano from Thomas Hine. This is She Climbs the Munros.
Strong and she's brave, softly she goes down that summer road, and she knows all her names, the hills in her eyes on this slow motion day. She climbs the Munros, fly as she goes, black mountain. She climbs the Munros, high as she goes, she's gentle, young, invincible. 'Cause she would not come, sheltering under a thousand years, the silence we found pulled her around, and now it's all right. She climbs a Munros high as she goes, black mountain. She sits as the mist rolls over the land, far down below. And so strong, and she's brave. This is her time. She's not gonna fall on her own.
Hushman there, with She Climbs the Munros from an EP that was just released last week. Now another track from Lawson, the new album from Ruth Keggin and Rachel Hare, though this time it's Ruth on her own with a Manx lullaby.
Oh, be the host lianu e the lungein, tre heges eges least the acclaim. Mae frisys a bang yn nysgys y nŵr, Higlian yw as clein, as olion yn drŵr. O bydd o hostlian yw eber y ton, tre eilys y gyl yn jain i ylong, se i haris y nac y haris y hun, yn sliaf i taw cadl y lian yw feg fi'n. Hir er y chrwnc glas o lian yw my chri, Trechir y sun i fesoliw ec si, Och as yn e ffyd yn hicks niwen yn ciol, Eist clwn i y sat sy'n trolt nŵn as nôl.
Bad news, come to me where I sleep. Turn, turn, turn again. Say one of your friends is in trouble deep. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind. Tell me the trouble, tell me once to my ear. Turn, turn, turn again. Joliet prison and 99 years. Turn, turn to the rain and the wind.
Oh, what's the charge of how this came to be?
Turn, turn, turn again.
Manslaughter in the highest degree.
Turn, turn to the rain and the wind.
you tell me the facts? I said without fear.
Turn, turn, turn again.
But a friend of mine would get 99.
That was Fairport Convention from their third album, Unhealthbreaking, with Bob Dylan's Percy's song. I think that album and the one before it, What We Did On Our Holidays, are my favourite Fairport albums. At the time, they were modelling themselves as the English Byrds or as the band, but Traditional music was beginning to appear, with Sandy Denny joining in 1968. She was just 21 at the time, and Richard Thompson was only 19. They released those two albums in the classic Legion Leaf, all in 1969, the latter after a tragic traffic accident in which drummer Martin Lamble and Richard Thompson's girlfriend were killed. Amazing creativity and productivity. Next, we're going all the way back to 1939 and Leadbelly, Hoodie Ledbetter, who was 47 at the time, having been born in 1888. I'm just halfway through a book called Roots, Radicals and Rockers, the How Skiffle Changed the World, and it's by Billy Bragg. It's a fascinating read, a really good book. I do recommend it. And there's a chapter early on in there about Leadbelly, and I think he must have spent more of his time in prison than elsewhere, and certainly he was discovered as a singer by Alan Lomax in prison. It's amazing that we have these recordings of such important American folk music. The song is called Gallus Pole, and we'll talk more about that after you hear this.
If you had $15 or $25 or $30, you'd save from the gallows pole, cause you're going hanging if you don't bring up a little money. Everybody would come to the jailhouse, the boy was ran upside of jail. He was married too. As for who bring him supper, father come first, here come his mother. But he didn't bring me the silver, but he didn't bring me the gold, but he didn't bring me the mother. Keep him on the gallows pole, yeah. Yeah, what did you do? What did you bring me? Keep from the gallows pole. Then I brought some silver. Then I brought some gold. Then I brought you everything. Keep from the gallows pole, yeah. I brought it. Yeah, I brought it. I brought you. Keep from the gallows pole. Here come his wife. His wife brought all kind of five points old trade chain. Everything in the world she could to get him out of his jailhouse. Why did he bring me the silver? Why did he bring me the gold? Why did he bring me the wife? Keep him on the gallows pole, yeah. What did you do? Yeah. What did you do? Why did he bring me? Keep him on the gallows pole.
Leadbelly there from 1935 with Gallus Pole. Well, that should have been familiar to any Led Zeppelin fans. In fact, I played it from a CD I have called The Early Blues Roots of Led Zeppelin. And Zepp did it on Led Zeppelin 3 as Gallows Pole, which I think was the first album of theirs I ever bought as a teenager, and I still have it and still love it. The song, though, with its tale of somebody on the gallows hoping for rescue at the hands of various characters he hopes will have brought gold and silver to free him just in time, is much older. It's recorded as Child Ballad No. 95, as The Maid Freed from the Gallows. That's a collection of folk songs published in 1860 by Francis James Child. But it's perhaps more widely known as the Prickle Eye Bush. I do find it fascinating how these songs survive and mutate, passing from one side to the Atlantic to the other and back again. Here it is by Spiers and Bowden from their album The Works, featuring Martin Carthy on guitar.
Oh, the Prickle Eye Bush, that pricks my heart full of sore. And if ever I get out of this pickle I bush, then I never will get in it anymore. Oh, hangman, stay your hand. Stay it for a while, for I think I see my mother coming over yonder stile. Oh, mother, have you brought me gold or silver to set me free, for to save my body from the cold, cold ground and my neck from the gallows tree? Oh, no, I have not brought you gold or silver to set you free, for to save your body from the cold, cold ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Oh, the prickle I push that pricks my heart for sore. Oh, and if ever I get out of this prickle I push, then I never will get in it anymore. Save my body from the cold, cold ground and my neck from the gallows tree. Oh no, I have not brought you gold or silver to set you free, for to save your body from the cold, cold ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Oh, the prickle I push that pricks my heart full sore. Oh, and if ever I get out of this prickle I, then I never will get in it anymore. I've brought you gold and silver to set you free, for to save your body from the cold, cold ground and your neck from the gallows tree. Oh, the prickle I push that pricks my heart full sore. Oh, and now that I'm out of this prickle I push, then I never will get in it anymore.
Now to my native Teesside and Vin Garbutt, who sadly died a year or two ago, and a man I saw many times over the years back home. I seem to remember him coming and playing at our school or maybe Sixth Form College, and in the UK, at Centenary Centre in Peel, of course. This is a great song.
Every day is a go through the old shanty town, where the sheds and the lotsmen's all stand. I see the old man of the land with the break of a spade in his hand. And he's there in all the weather, in sunshine and rain,
I hesitate as I go past. Is he happy or sad with his task? Oh, I haven't the time for to ask. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely lot, and he labors and toils. He's not much to do since he turned 65, so he chucks over his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. For 40 years in the ironworks, broke his will on his back and his shoulders are around. There was no more to work in the town, so they had him both feathered and bound. Then all of a sudden he turned 65, and the bosses said, thank you, my man. And I stuck a gold watch in his hand as behind him the door quickly slammed. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely lot, and he labors and toils. He's not much to do since he turned 65, so he stops on his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. Saturday evening he's down at the club, and he stands with his mates at the bar, slowly sipping a solitary jar. Oh, a pension won't go very far, so he sells a few things to his neighbours and friends, a few more than the things that he grows. But he has to watch out how he goes. Oh, the stuff on his pension he knows. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely lot, and he labors and toils. He's not much to do since he turned 65, so he's chucked over his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride. As I go through the old shanty town, where the sheds and allotments all stand, I see the old man of the land with a rake or a spade in his hand. But I cannot linger, I must be gone, 'cause I work in the ironworks too. I started there 5 years ago, only 45 more years to go. A man of the earth, a man of the soil, in his lonely lot, meant he labors and toils. He's not much to do since he turned 65, so he chucks over his garden to keep him alive. It's his only joy and his pride.
The one and only Vin Garbutt. There's no one else really sounds like him, is there? If you've got any requests or would like to promote any folky or roots music on the island, or just want to let me know you're listening, then drop me an email to folkshow@manxradio.com. You can also listen back to any of these programmes as podcasts. You can download them from manxradio.com as well. Last tonight, a number of people have asked me to play one of the many classic songs written by folk artists about the folly of war this week, and such as Eric Bogle's The Band Played Waltzing Matilda, or his No Man's Land, also known as The Green Fields of France, or Willie McBride. But I thought I'd play you this song by Derbyshire's Lucy Ward with the Brighouse and Rustic Brass Band. I think it's an incredibly powerful song that deserves its place alongside those other better-known songs. The name of the soldier, I assure you, is a coincidence. Here's Lucy Ward with Lion. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week.
Tear the white linen from his sheet, lad. He won't be sleeping in this bed tonight. I won't tell you again, lad. The moon is sinking, we're running out of time. Pin it gently to his chest, lad. Strip him of rank and it's straight back to your door. The air is cold, the order's clear, lad. They shoot Bobby Barker at dawn. They shoot Bobby Barker. It ain't that he's done much wrong, lad. He fought like a lion on the song. But he's had it up to wear with this war, lad. He's tired, we can't let him go on. When the orders came to stand up and fight, Bobby lay there with tears in his eyes, shouting and shaking. It's morale that he's breaking. You see, lad, he just didn't try. You see, lad, he just. Signed his name on the line. There's nothing now to be done. So pin it close to his heart and let the sad business start. For they shoot Bobby Barker at dawn. They shoot Bobby Barker. There'll be no last post played today, lad. There'll be no funeral parade. They'll drag Bobby's body away, lad, and dump him in some